Well, Michael, I'm sure that's heartbreaking.
Hard to probably to take. I knew the end for winning for so long, winning the game. I suppose we went behind at the start of the game. We responded very, very well. We kind of had a 3 point, I suppose we were 3 points ahead for, can I always remember, for a good part of it. But Achmere and Mayo were experienced. They're very, very good, and they knew the time was on the clock, and they played it down. And that way, probably maybe didn't attack as openly in the second half, but I think that was fairly understandable, given the cause and given everything. And we held the ball fairly well, happy with, and we had our chance, and probably just didn't score enough in the second half. Was probably the one,
I saw you went to the referee straight at the end. Did you feel, a lot of people in the press box felt he blew it up very quick?
I don't know. Just no one shook his hand. I honestly didn't have a clue what time was left. I know, I remember hearing there might have been four was there at it, but I honestly didn't know how long was left or how long was played. You have to play to us, unless Mayo did, and we were ready for another kick, but yeah. They blew it up.
And probably had the chances as well, maybe to kill it off towards the end, and just didn't do it.
We had our chances throughout the second half. Probably people will look at the chances near the end, but I think we had our chances throughout the second half. We scored 4 points in the second half. Granted, we only kept them to seven scores in the second half, but we just probably didn't get enough scores on the board in the second half, which is probably the telling part. It wasn't as if we defended poorly in the second half, we just didn't get enough. But I thought there was a lot more positives there today. Granted, you get relegated from Division 1, nobody wanted that, but we had bodies back. Bodies played well, yes, a few picked up a few knocks, but on now to Championship, and that doesn't change.
Yeah, that's the pity about losing today, or not losing but having the draw today, is the price is so big. But probably it wasn't even lost today, really, or that drop wasn't made today.
That's up to Camille. Listen, I suppose after last week's result, we didn't expect to get another shot at it really this week, to be brutally honest. I suppose once we heard immediately after the game that it would come down to this, then everybody was gung-ho on it. In fairness, everybody this week was really, really at it and really in form, and we were really looking forward to it, and it was a brilliant event here today, and brilliant to get a game of that magnitude for everyone. Both boys coming back, as well as younger lads. Just disappointed not to.
Taking the negative out, how would you assess the National League campaign?
Come here, yes, results wise, listen, hand and heart, it wasn't good enough, and so it proved. Performance wise, we're trying to implement a new style of play. We made no secret of that. We're implementing, really realistically, trying to implement a new team too, and you're coming up against teams that are playing together with each other for 3, 4, 5 years. Even the Monaghans, the Mayos of this world, they're introducing one or two new players onto it, but they know each other's movements, they know each other's style of play, and it takes games and it takes years to build that up. We realised that ourselves with the team that we had, I suppose, prior to this, that you had an understanding there, just going to take a while to build that up. But the positives, I think, are there. We just need to carry them out over the course of a 70-minute game rather than in patches, because at inter-county football, if you're carrying it out in patches, you just get found out.